Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated by Ricky and Kalman Groner, Le'ilo Nishmas Yehuda Aryeh Leib ben Yechiel Michel.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Chav Vav. Welcome back, everyone. Speaking today is a continuation of yesterday's daf with the Machlokes Akavi and the Chachamim, the three shitas in the Tanayim, with Machlokes is by Shochat or by Mace or by both of them. Where at the end of the Amud brings the Sofik of Rav Yanai, and what's it in by Ola Tamima? Toilet Shemer me Ola Tamima, is it Shemer Mutzer or Asr? And then the Gemara comes with a question. Toilet, mi kaman d'shari? If your Toilet be a Dayan, then for sure that Shemer is going to be Asr. Elamai, the Gemara says, the question is Nitlash. If it's Nitlash me Elav, is it Shemer Mutzer or not? That's the Gemara. So why is it Shemer Asr when your Toilet should be a Dayan? So Rashi says, mi kaman d'shari aliba d'rabbanon, havadei Rosho, it's for sure a Rosho. So therefore, the Temer is going to be Usher. What's the connection? The fact that he's a Russia, why does it make that, mean that his Temer is Usher? So the Marit Lagazi is marrying about this in Sifkot and Membeis. Marit Lagazi held me in a Svarab Shuta, that a person that's over the Isra of Lois Sagois, the Temer is Usher Mida Raisa. Marit Lagazi seems to learn that's Kuba Pshad in the Isra of Lois Sagois in the Torah. Torah said, don't take a Temer for yourself. Don't shear the Temer and take it for yourself. So when you sheared it, so it's sure going to be usher. It's good for what the Torah usher. To use it to take the to shear the temer for your usage. For sure, if one just was goizes and he didn't actually use it, sure also over the ish of the Torah. But the ikar kavan of the isser is to be goizes for my purpose of using the temer. So now that I went and I was goizes, the Temer is for sure Asur Midarais. That's Marat Lagazi says. Vais in the Rambam in Pirish Mishnah is in Arla, Paragimel, Mishnah Gimel. The Rambam seems to say the same thing. The Mishnah there is Mavur, that the Temer for Bechor is Asur Bahana. The Rambam comes to explain why. Says the Rambam, Temer Bechor, Tziva Hashem Yisborach, Shaloi Logus HaBechor, Shenemar Loi Sogus Bechor Tzaynech. Warned the Rambam that the reason that I can't use the Temer is because Torah said not to be Goizitz. What's the connection? Where do I see an Isser Gziza that I can't use it? So the Pashup Shad in the Rambam is like the Marit Lagazi. That the Kavan of the Isser is don't take the Temer for yourself by being Goizes it. So when a person is Goizes, it's Asr Bahana. That'd be the Chor the Pashad in the Rambam like the Marit Lagazi. Marit Lagazi has another thought to explain here. Another reason to explain. And even if it will not be Asr Bahana, Mida Raisa, but at least Mida Rabbanan, it's Asr Bahana. Bonham definitely made a kenas to a person that went and was over the Isra of Lai Sagos in the Torah. The Torah said not to use it, so it can't be that the Chayte is Niskar. But the fact that you were over the Isra of Lai Sagos, we will not allow you now to go use the Temer. That's before I was Marat Agazi. Marat Agazi really held in a svar to call Kach Pashutin, that it's Asr Midaraisa, and he's bothered that Taisus on Daf Chofei, Taisus Tivimat Chosar, Tayyip says that there's no Isser Daraisa, even when you did it Biyadayim. Mirta Gazi held me as far that it should be. But then he says that even if Midaraisa not, at least Midar Rabban and it's Usser because of a Kness. Maisa, it's more in the Rambam that we pass in the Israel Halacha. Rambam says, Barak Aleph of Hilchos Me'ila Halacha Yod, Kol Shei Tolish Mikol HaKodshim, Achar Shinofo Bohem Mum, Harei Umutr Bahanoya, Sharei Loi Tolash Miyodai. Anything that falls off of any of the kachim, it's mutter, because you were not teilah shebi adayim. Before that, if you were teilah shebi adayim, it's aser, and it's mashin the Rambam. Kol hakachim, all the kachim that if you teilah shebi adayim, it's aser. Like the before in the Gemara here, that even on the tzad by an oila, there's no chash of domasi l'shahuye, but it'll still be aser if you're teilah shebi adayim. Very clear. However, there's a little bit of a problem. Taisus here already points out Taisus here masel teilish that. And the Gemara Naman Beis is Mavur, that a Kavya is Matir even by Teilish. So, a Kavya Makor argues on this Svara. That's Rashi's Meduik like this also. Rashi says here, Mikamad Deshori Aliba De Rabbanon. Rashi adds in two words. According to the Chacham, it's for sure going to be Elser. But a Kavya is Matir even by Teilish. So whatever Svara we said before, that Svara De Araisa, or at least Mid Rabbanon to make a Knas, a Kavya argues on it. Fine. There's a big Aram Shat, I don't have an answer for it, that once we know that a Kavya is Mekel, How do we know that the Chum argue? We never find the Chum argued on a Kavya at this point. The whole machlek is a Kavya in the Chacham is on the Chshash of Duma Asi L'Shahuye. The Rabbanon answer even by Nitlash. By Nitlash, there's no problem that you over this Shavuay Sagus. So why do they answer? Because of the Chshash of Duma Asi L'Shahuye. Clear. So Mehechi takes it to the Gemara that the Chum argue on Chananya by a Kavya, even by Toilish B'Yadayim, to make a new Isser. Mehechi takes it to Mechadish this new Isser. I don't have an answer to this question, but Akoponim, that's Mavur. That's Dvar Mavurashim. Even on the Tzadah by Oila, there's no Chshash of Dumasi L'Shahuye. Still, Mechacham hold that it's Osir, when you're Toilish B'Yadayim. One other Ari here on this line of the Gemara, the Mirtal Ghazi also asks, in the end of Sifkat and Mem Aleph, asks the Mirtal Ghazi that Kol Zanicha, we say that because you're over Lysogais, so now it's Osir, that all makes sense if you're over Lysogais, if you did Gziza. Here we're talking about Toilish. The Maskar of the Gemara and Daf Chofei, it's a Toilish Lavainu Gezis. So you're not over the Israel of Lysogais. So why do we ask for the Temer? You weren't over the Israel. Kusha Gedoyla. The Marit Al Ghazi. So the Rishis Bikurim here says two answers. Rishis Bikurim says, the first answer Al Pitei says earlier, Daf Chofdal and Mibis, she mentioned there. The Tei says that even on the Tzad of Toilish Lavainu Gezis, it's only mutter midah raisa, but midrabanan we answered it because it's similar to gezis, so we answered it midrabanan. So maybe the itzur argamar would be itzur drabanan. By when you're over gziza, it could be that the tzemer is asher midah raisa. But now that the tlisha is only itzur drabanan of gezis, so maybe the tzemer will only be asher midrabanan. Ask the rishis bikurim. So why do we call him a rasha? If it's an itzur daraisa, so he's called a rasha. By Nisr Rabbanan, is he also called a Rasha? He says, yeah, he brings the Gemara in Yivam and Stavchav. Also, the person that's Nisr Rabbanan is also called a Rasha. A second teretz of the Rishon Bikurim is that Lamaisa the Isra here will be Nisr Daraisa, because the Lav of Leisasun came Lashem Elokeichem. Person has to get rid of the Avodah Zarah and destroy it. But for things that have Kedusha, it's also to get rid of them. It's also to be Moichik Shem Hashem. Leisasun came Lashem Elokeichem. And also any other things, the person that takes off an Evan from the Beit HaMikdash, the Mizbeach, so if Leisasun came, so to a person that gets rid of the Tzar of the Bukhar for his own purpose, it's also if Leisasun. In the Gemara earlier, when you were pulling it off to Shecht the Bukhar, so there it's not Shecht Leisasun came, you're doing it to Shecht. But if you're pulling off the Tzemeh for your own use, in order to use it, so even though you're not over Leisogos, but you'll be over the Isra of Leisasun came Hashem Elokeich. In Nikr Shaila here about Toilet Shem and Oilet Tamima. So the Mavur in the Gemara that the Shaila is only about Oilet Tamima. Beforehand we were talking about a Bechor Baal Mum. And now we switch to talk about an Oilet Tamima. Why talk about a Tamima and not a Baal Mum? So Rashi says, by a Baal Mum, it's definitely Osir, because there's a Chashash Adom Asi L'Shahuye. Rashi means to say, that only by Tamima, there's a reason that you won't be Mashah, like the Gemara says, because you want it for Kapara. But by Chatz and Osham, you for sure want it for Kapara by Oila, it's not for the Kapara Asi. Is it also a Svara? But the reason that you won't be Mashiach is because you want to bring that as a Karba. But Shengim and Oila Baal Azmum, you have no reason, you're not bringing it as a Karba anyway. So then there's a Chashash of Dilma Asi L'Shahuye. That's Mavur and Rashi. Meinu Gershom, however, argues on Rashi. He says the opposite. By an Oila Baal Azmum, it's for sure Mutter. Why is that? Because Mishnah by an Oilet Tamima, what do? The Tzemer falls off. And you're how are you going to be Matur this Tzemer? You do Zrikas Adam and it's Matur the Tzemer. So the Tzemer you get for free. You don't have to pay for the Tzemer. But by an Oilet Balas Mum, in order to be Matur the Tzemer, you need to be paid it. You need to pay for it. So if so, you have no reason to wait around. The more that you wait around, it's true that you get more Tzemer. But you also have to pay for it. You also could go to the store and buy Tzemer. But the reason you're waiting around is because you're getting tzemer for free. So by an oil tamima, you get the tzemer for free. You do zrikas adam, it's matter all the tzemer. The shenkin by oil baal asmum, you have to be paid it. So there's no reason to leave it around. So there we're not choshish at all of the asil shahuye. Maybe the tzemer is mutter. That's his opinion. In a third mahalach I found in this. Is in the Sefer Takanas Ezra, that's written on the Rambam in Hilchos Me'ilah. He says that this Gemara is a makor to the sheet of the Rambam that we mentioned yesterday. That the Machlokes Rashi and the Rambam, what is the chashash of Asiyat Shahuye? Rashi says you're going to be over the Itzur of Gizur of Avodah. That's the opinion of Rashi. And the Rambam says the chashash is that to be over the din of Shana B'Shana. He said the Rambam is not chashash for Rashi because the Rambam holds that we're not chashash a person will do an Itzur B'Yadayim. Only things that happen on their own are chashash that you'll be over. So, says the Takanos Ezra, that by Bechor, this is Rishayach made by a Tamin Balmum. Because Bechor, even a Bechor Balmum, has a din of Shana B'Shana. And Meitzer, as you said yesterday, Shana Sefer Ish's Bikurim, by Meitzer also, there's a din that a Shana B'Shana, Meitzer has learned that from Bechor, there's a din of Shana B'Shana, which applies both to a Tam and to a Balmum. However, by other kachim, there's no din of Shana B'Shana. The only problem that you have of waiting around with them is Balta Acher. If you ever give them a regalim, a regal echad, you ever might bring them as a korban. That applies only when it's a tam. When it's a balmum, there's no problem of Balta Acher, because you don't bring it as a korban anyway. So Mimela, the chashash b'chlal v'asi l'shahui, according to the Rambam, is not shayich by other korbanis when they're bali mumin. Because there's no problem of Asila Shahuyeh. Wait around, because of dates. There's no problem. And Mela, the Gemara had to talk about a Tmima, because it would be a Balas Moma. For sure be Mutter, because there's no Chashash of Asila Shahuyeh. So, Ladina, we have Machlekes Rashi holds that a Balas Moma is for sure Usser. Because then you don't know the reason if you want to bring out it's a carbon. So we have a real Chashash of Asila Shahuyeh. And if you get from the Rambam, hold the opposite. By a balas mum, it's for sure mutter. There's no chashash of asi l'shahuyeh. The two different reasons why. I mean, gershim is before the reason is because by a balas mum, you need to pay for it. You need to be paid it. So you don't make any money on the deal. And the Rambam is before a different reason. That by a balas mum, the ikur chashash of the sugya is not shayach. The chashash of the sugya is when you'll be over b'shev al taisa. And it's only shaykh by Bechor and Meiser being by Tamein and Balmum because of Din of Shana B'Shana, or other kachim to Mimim because of Balta Acher, but not other kachim when they have a Mum. An Iker Safik of Toilish Semer Me'ol Tvima. So Taisis here brings down a Pirish Rashi, which we do not have. The Safik of the Gemara is talking about a case when the Semer fell off when the Oil was Tvima. But afterwards, the oil got a mum, and then you replied it, and then you shechted it. That's the case of the Gemara. If the oil would stay tmima, then it's for sure be usser. The tzemer would for sure be usser. Why is that? So, it seems the opinion of Rashi is that the whole, that we find in the sugi by us, that the isser of the tzemer is only nisr drabonon, is only by a balmu, but by a tam. Then the tzemer is usher min daraisa. That seems to be the opinion of Rashi. So, in order to be matter this tzemer, Rashi had to find a case that you were paid to the tzemer. Because you were paid to the tzemer, that's how the tzemer became mutter. But on the tzemer of a korban tam, that you cannot be paid it. So then the tzemer will say usher min daraisa. And the tzemer, when it falls off of a korban tam, is usher min daraisa. So you need to be matir. So I think pidyon, you can be matir. Earlier in the sugi, we were talking about a carbon balmum that fell off of a carbon balmum. So there, the tzemer has no issue daraisa. It's only asa midrabbana and mishum asi l'shahuye. But the tzemer falls off of a carbon tam, it's asa midaraisa. So how are you going to be matir b'chlal? Why are we talking about asi l'shahuye in the sugi? What happened to the issue daraisa? And then Rashi says, don't worry. Klabi the issue daraisa. It works pidyon. Because we're talking about that afterwards, the korban got a mum. So klabi d'ishu daraisa, then the pidyon works. And now you still have to worry about midrabbanan, but asi l'shahuyeh. That's where we have the sugi by us. So that's the opinion of Rashi. As we mentioned yesterday, Shir, that's meduyik in Rashi, in chafeim and beis and chavav and aleph, also this way, that Rashi holds that a korban tam, there's ishu daraisa. Rashi says, The reason that we asked Rabbi Lohi Tire Mumche, she says the second reason is because it's like a tam, and by Adayin Lomatzanu Bo Shum Tzad Heter. Because even though the Maisid has a mum, but as long as it was not verified to us that this mum is considered a mum, then we consider it like a tam. And the Mele, there's no Tzad Heter. The Shmoyz of Rashi is that by a tam mamish, it's Hashem Midah Raisa. This Balas mum, which the mum chos not yet matir, is like a tam. So we draw bone and we look at it like a tam. By a tam itself, there's an issue to Raisa. That's Mashmal Hedge and Rashi. Which works very well with the Rashi that Tezis brings. Shaila, what's the chiluk? What's the chiluk between a tam and a balmu? So Tezis earlier, Daf Chafei already mentioned this chiluk. Tezis, before there, because by a balmu, by Ptulei Bukdashim, whole Isser is learned out from the Pasuk of Tizbach, V'loi Giza, from earlier on Daf Tesvav. So from there we learn out only an Isser on the Maisek Giza. The mashmais of the pasuk is that do an act of shechita and don't do an act of gziza. So it's mashmais that the pasuk came to ask her to act, don't do an act of gziza. We never find in the Torah an isra on the cheftza. And Pesulah Mekdashim, once they get a mum and you're paid to them, so really they should be more kal, they should be chulin. So you need a pasuk to answer them. We only find in the pasuk that an answer is the act of gziza. We never find in the pasuk to answer the cheft of the gziza itself. So the Mela, we have no Makar to Aser the Giza. That would seem to be the Shita of Rashi to Mechalik between Tam and Balmum. Tais himself argues on this. Tais of Daf Chafei. Tais brings right from the Gemara by us, by Ola Tamima. We see that the whole Isser, even by Tam, is only an Isser Drabona. That's the opinion of Tais. But Rashi held not the way. Rashi held that there's no right from our Gemara. Our Gemara is talking about that afterwards they got a moment you were pointed at. But by a tam la'olam there is an isra d'oraisa, and by balmum we are more makel because the pasuk only answers the act of gziza. We never find in the pasuk an isra on the gziza itself. The Maret al-Ghazi asks on this opinion of Rashi or this opinion that Tzitz wants to say to mechal between tam and balmum. As the Maret al-Ghazi writes in the Aleph that this chiluk makes sense to feed him on the Omar. That the Isser by Psulim Mekdoshim is learned out of the Pasuk of Tizbach of Giza, Pasuk of Loi Cholav, then we can hear the Chilik of Taisis. But there's another man over there. He holds that it's learned out of the Pasuk, we darsh that Bisuroi Koy Achati Shachit. The Isser that it had when it was a carbon stays on and it applies until you shecht it. The Shechit is Matir, but until that you shecht the Baal Mum, the Isser still applies. Says the Marit Agazi, defeat that man to Omar. Then if the tzemer was usher when it was a tam, if the tzemer was usher midaraisa, so mechidis to buy balmum, the tzemer should be matir it. Balmum has the same isser that applies that it had by a tam. So if the tam was usher, then hechan matinu to matir by a balmum. That's tzorach in tuva, but that's Rashi. Oh, a bigger opinion of Rashi though that you can be poide a the tzemer. Tzitz asks, how are you able to be poide? It's before in the Torah, in order to be paid to things, you need hamada v'aracha. You need hamada v'aracha. So Gemara understands to mean it's only shaykh pinyan on a baal chai. If something is alive, you can be paid it. When it dies, it's no longer it's possible to be paid it because it's not bar hamada v'aracha. So Mela Teis asks that this tzemer is not a bar hamada v'aracha. It's not alive. You can't stand it up in front of the koyin. How can you be paid at the tzemer? So this question Tais has three answers. First answer of Tais is that Rabbi Gomel Fidim Adomar in Tamura, the Flamadalid, with the name of Reish Lakish, Lamadimah Lamadalid, holds that Kotche Mizbech do not need Hamor of Aracha. That it says in the Torah you need Hamor of Aracha, he's only going by Kotche Berekabites. Kotche Mizbech do not need Hamor of Aracha. So, according to Reish Lakish, you're able to be paid at the tzemer. Tzemer is part of a korban. Kochim is Beach, and there you don't need Hamor of Aruch. That's the first Tarsus Tesis. Second Tarsus Tesis is that no, we're going to the Amara, that's Kochim is Beach, and need Hamor of Aruch. So what's the pshat here? So that's Tesis, a fascinating Kiddush. So that's Tesis, that the din pinion here was the din pinion on the Korban. You're paid the Korban. Agav, the pitir on the carbon, the tzemer also gets nifter. Even though the tzemer fell off when the carbon was alive, it doesn't matter. We still look at it as the chelik of the carbon. Meil of the pitir that's done to the gufa carbon applies equally to the tzemer. It's also matir of the tzemer. That is the opinion of Tosfos Chiddush, that we're able to look at the tzemer as the chelik of the carbon even after it was nitlash. And the pitir on the carbon works on the tzemer. Lafi this teretz of Tosfos. You have to be paid to the carbon. It's not enough to be paid to the tzemer. If you the first tarets of taisis, you could be paid to the tzemer itself. If you this tarets of taisis, you have to be paid to the carbon with the tzemer. Taisis says a third tarets. No, let me look at the tzemer as something by itself, as an independent entity. And therefore, you do not need to be paid to the tzemer with the carbon. But what says Taisis? That the tzemer as an independent entity is like a balmom meikara. Before the sugya in Tzvura there, that a person is makdish a balmom, lemizbeach, so it does not need hamad of aracha, only on something which was roi to have a din hakrava, and it became pasul, so there it needs hamad of aracha. If it never was roi for hakrava, so it does not need hamad of aracha. Says Taisis that also the tzemer, it's true that the carbon here was a bar ha'akrova. So the carbon needed hamad of aracha. And the tzemer, if it would still be attached to the carbon, it would need hamad of aracha, not because the tzemer needs hamad of aracha, but because the carbon needs hamad of aracha. And the tzemer is just a chelik of the carbon. But now that the tzemer fell off, and you want to be paid at the tzemer, so the tzemer is a balmum meikaroi. Balmum meikaroi does not need hamad of aracha. That is the third derech of Taisis. Pshuto lefid, this last tarot of Taisis, we don't need to say that we're talking about that the oila got a mum. It could be the oila did not get a mum. Oila still a tamima, but the tzemer that fell off became like a baal mum meikaroi, and therefore it's you can be paid it, and it does not need a mod of arach. However, the Sefer Pinchas Baruch and Zimin Peiches, Teichat Varm is Tamar Pashtim, even if he does tarot of Taisis, we're talking about that the carbon became a baal mum. Members of Mashmoyes of Taisis is this way. Taisis was never Chayzer in the case the Gemara was talking about. Now, some of these explanations that if we commonly look at the Tzemer as an independent entity, and that's what it's about Mumei Karay. So why do we care whether the carbon had a mum or not? All right, the Tzemer being played to just the Tzemer, not being played to the carbon. It's more that even if you this Teretz of Taisis, you can't be played to the Tzemer by itself. We have to be played to the Tzemer with the carbon. Something which needs explanation. Lameisa Taisa argues on Rashi. Taisa argues on the Yukimta of Rashi. Taisa says, for a different reason. Taisa says that if we're talking about that afterwards it got a mum, so then it's not Shaykh Asi L'Shahuye. Why? Because you have to pay for it. You're going to have to be paid to also the tzemer that fell off. Like we said earlier from Avinu Gershom, Taisa also argues on this point on the Rashi that Taisa quotes. That if we're talking about that it got a mum at the end of the day, then there's no chashash of Dum Asi L'Shahuye. So the chalas not shaykh the chashash of the Gemara. So therefore, Taisus says that we have to be talking about that it is an oila tamima. Aye, so what's matir midareisa the tzemer? How does the tzemer get a heter deraisa? That's Taisus bothered by. The answer is Taisus that the tzemer, even though it fell off, it can still get this heter of this reek of the carbon. So it brings right to this from the Gemara in Zvachim Daf Chavov. That in the tzemer is also shaykh to get the heter zrika of the carbon after it fell off. It's a fascinating chiddush. It's like we saw earlier in Taisus that the pidyon works on the tzemer after it fell off. Taisus holds that also the zrika can work on the tzemer even after it fell off. So that's how Taisus explains the Gemara. But before in the whole Taisus here, the Taisus holds that the tzemer that falls off of a carbon tam at least is asur midaraisa. We need a way to be matir, asur daraisa of the tzemer. That's before in Taisus here. And it's not like Taisus earlier. Taisus earlier in Daf Chafei. Well, that even by a korban tam, the tzemer that fell off is mutter midaraisa. Taisus brought right from the Gemara by us, by Ola Tamiva. But our Taisus was l'chayra chayzer. Taisus doesn't make any mention of this chazar. It's a problem in Taisus. Taisus argues in Taisus and Chafei. Taisus holds that even by Ola Tamiva, the tzemer is here, mutter midaraisa. Why does Gemara talk about Nishad Rabbanon? So Rashi said a mahalach that you're played to the tzemer. And Taisus says a different mahalach. That the Zrikas Adam is not there the tzemer. as Mavur and Tesis here, that Tesis here holds that the Isra of the Tzemer could be Midaraisa, not like the Tesis earlier on. Hashem Rezeichet to learn this Perek, how do you say this in this Perek, in Bechiris and in Rav, in many in Yonim, Hagen Lach Perek, Halakeach Behema.
Meseches Bechiris, Daf Chavovim and Beis, Perek Ad Kam, the fourth Perek of Meseches Bechiris. The Mishnah is Kivei Atu Halachis in the Dinim for the Bechor, which is Noilat Yisrael, which the mitzvah of Yisrael is to be noisen the Bechor to a Koyin. The Mishnah is Kivei Adin that there's a chi of people on the Yisrael to take care of the Bechor before he gives it to Koyin, and only after that sheer people is he able to give it to the Koyin. And the Mishnah's Kaveya, that the Shir of people is Mischalik, Behemagasin, and Behemagdake, the Shir Chib people is Shloishim Yoim, Behemagasin, the Shir from the Chib people is Chamishim Yoim, the Dastan Akame. The Gemara learns out the Shiurim from Tsukim, and Pashas Mishpotim. From there we learn out that it's Mischalik, the Chib people, the Shir of the Chib people, by Bechor Dake, and the Bechor Gase. The second thing the Mishnah's Kaveya is that even Be'oifen the Kohen says Tneuli, he's asking for the Bechor, Afilu Bekai Gavne Loyu Tneuli. You don't want to give it to the Kohen. However, the Mishnah's Mechalik, that this halacha, that this man that he says Tneuli, Afa Pikain Aloch is Loyu Tneuli, that's not Bechol Gavni. That's only Begavne, that the Bechor is a Bechor, which is not Loyu Shtamish by Miyad. The dogma, a bechor tam bezman hazeh, which is not mutar b'achila, the yira actually is toiv, he can't be makir, but he's no based on mikdash. Over there, the halacha is that the kohen says today, you'll need to give it to him. However, bechor b'amum bezman hazeh, which the halacha of bechor is cholok in shah kabonis, which shah kabonis, which gets a mum, the halacha is that he be poided. However, bechor, the halacha is yeshoichet v'oichel. The gvulin, you eat it wherever you want, and it's pocket kedusha with the actual fact that got a mum, and after the shechit, it's pocket kedusha lagamri. The halach is that b'kai gavne, even if the kohen says tneuli, then it's mutter for you to give to the kohen. It's mutter for the Yisrael to give to the kohen, since it's roil shtamish miyad. And Bizman HaMikdosh, which even in Bechor, Tam is Roilu Shtamish HaMiyad, because Bizman HaMikdosh, the Kohen, is able to take the Bechor and be Makan based on Mikdosh. So then, but Begavne, the Kohen says, Tneuli, Aloch is a Tneuloi, and there's no Isser from Loi Tneuloi. The story of the second thing in the Mishnah, Shaloi Tneuloi, I feel if he says Tneuli, is Mavun the Gemara, that's not a Hemshech from the Deish of the Mishnah. The first din of the Mishnah, that is a Chi of people. No, Mitzad the Chi of people, the second he says Tneuli, it's Poka the Chi of people. The Chi of people is only called Zman, a Kohen does not say Tneuli. But the Mokum that a Kohen says, he's Tveya the Behemah, and he's asking for it, there is no Chi of people at all. And the time for the Mishnah, that the B'mokum that he says Tneuli, Loiv Tneuloi, although there is no Chiv people, the Gemara is Mevar, because it's Nira Ki Koyin HaMaseyei HaBeis HaGronis. Meaning to say, Zaloche, in Matnes Kohune, that a Koyin is not allowed to Maseyei in order to receive the Matnes Kohune, he wants to help out, in order that the Yisrael should want to give the Matnes Kohune, it's also for a Koyin to do so. And over here, it's the need of Koyin HaMaseyei HaBeis HaGronis. It looks like Koyin HaMaseyei HaBeis HaGronis. Bir Advarim, it's not a real Koyin HaMaseyei HaBeis HaGronis, because by Emerson, there is no Chi of people. And that when you're giving it to him, he's not helping you out at all. He's not doing anything for you. However, to someone who does not know the Halacha, does not know that he said Tneuli, doesn't chap, that has pocket the Chi of people, it looks as if the Kohen, by taking the behemoth, is be misayed Yisrael nechi of tipul, which is mutal on him. And avur that, you're giving to him the matnas kuhuna. So it's a koyna misayeya, a koyna which is misayeya, the Yisrael, and avur that is giving the matnas kuhuna. So that's why the law is lo yitnenu loy, because neither can koyna misayeya b'yisagrodas. And that's the Yisrael the time, why, b'mokim that it's roilish tamish miyad, l'moshol b'chor b'almum b'zman hazeh, or b'zman ha-mikdash afilu b'chor tam, then, but Malcolm says, today you leave, you're allowed to give it to him, because the Chiv people, the Bechal out of here. As soon as he says, today you leave, there's no Chiv people. The only problem is, because Nidik Koyanam Siyah Besagronis, when is it Nidik Koyanam Siyah Besagronis, when the Koyan is going to be mutapa with it before he's using it. However, but Malcolm, that it's really for the Koyan to Mishtamish Miyad, the Koyan's not going to be busy being mutapa with it, because Gavne, it's not Nidik, Koinem Sayeya, the base of Gronus. Ayoitzimikola now that there's a Chiv people in every Yisrael which has a Bechaz a Chiv people. However, but Mokum, he says Tneuli, it's Paka the Chiv people. The Chiv people is only caused by that to say Tneuli. We have to understand what's the Yisoid of these Dinim, what's the Yisoid of the Chiv people, what's the Pshat, why when he says Tneuli, then the Chiv people is Paka. The Rambam, Pirshei Mishnayis, on the Hilchos Bechoiris, Perek Aleph, Aloch Yudalid, says a Bia Nifle in the whole Yisoid Adin from the Chiv people, which the Fidei Rambam with Misbar hated all these Chilukidinim. The Rambam is Mevar as follows. It says in the Parsha Skoirach, in the Parsha Matnas Kehune, Kapitel Yuches Pasuk Ches Va'ani Nosatim L'chos Mishmeres Terumo Yisrael L'chol Kotshe B'nei Yisrael L'chol Nisatim L'moshcha. Rashi's Mevah, what does it mean L'moshcha? L'gedula, meaning to say the Matnas Kehuna were given to the Kehanim, to Zera Aaron, L'gedula, for Hashivis, for Kehanim. The Gemara Chulin Daf Kuf HaMebeiz Mebeiz, which is mentioned in the next blatt, in Sechaz Bechoyes, the Chav Zayin, and the Aleph, and Rashi, Omer Av Chiste, Matnes Kuhune, Einen Necholois Elo Tzli, Ve'ein Necholois Elo Bechadl. They only can be eaten, the Bosser of Matnes Kuhune, roasted in mustard. My time, Omer Kol Moshch, Le Gdule, Kedere Shemelochem Oichlem, Melochem, eat the Bosser, Dere Gdule, Betzli Bechadl, is so too, the Kehanim, when they eat Matnes Kuhune, there has to be b'tzli b'chadol derek gedula. So too we find this halacha of the Moshcha in Maseches Zvachim. The Mishnah says that tzadim albeis mekulan kehanim lashon lashanois bachiloson laochlon tsluyin shlukin mevusholim. The kohen may eat it in every way it's tasty to him. The basar roasted, well cooked regularly. Losses the toichi tavlin to put in the spices, and the Gemara is mevar that tzali alvim beizim seches vachim, because it says in the pasuk l'moshcha the ram is mevar shiyu matamim acholim, it should be tasty. So the ram be'os shtel to this aloch of l'moshcha, and the ram explains that just like his aloche that when a koyin receives matnas kuhune he has to eat a derech adula. So to the Zaloche, in the Nesine of the Yisrael to the Koyin, the Matnas Kuhune, that he has to give it to the Koyin, Derech Gedula. Says the Rambam Bezah Loshin, Eine Mutu Losis Oysle Kehanim, Ela Derech Gedula, V'kir V'lo Mokoy, Kamoyushe Noyster Amatonis, L'melochem Agedoylim, Ukvar Pirashnu Masha Omer Achmona, L'moshru Behem L'gedula. Ulefichach a nois lehem shum dovor sheyesh by omol betoirach ela bedvorim sheein behem omol. Meaning to say, if you're going to give to the kohen something which has omol betoirach in it, that's done as in a sinach hashuve, giving a matana to someone that the recipient of the matana is going to have to be omol in toireach in taking care of the matana, that's done a matana hashuve. When you give a matana chashuva to a melech, you give it to him b'oifin that when he receives it, it's going to be pleasant for him. He's not going to be omo b'tereich boy. Taitchei said Rambam, that's Yisrael din for our Mishnah. You mechuti metapel in a bechor before you give it to the koyin, in order that when he receives it, it should be on omo b'tereich. It shouldn't be in a sinner that has omo b'tereich in it. Kum tois lefi the Rambam, that the Yisrael din of the Mishnah is not how it seemed from Riato, that the Mishnah is telling you there's a chi of tipul, there's a chi of an Yisrael to take care of the Kohen, to take care, I'm sorry, of the Bechor. Rather, the Yisrael din of the Mishnah is a din in the Nesina. It's a din that when you give it to the Kohen, the Bechor should be in a state which its kir does not have in it omo v'toyrach. The kira of the bechor, which we omo v'toyrach, it's aloha the nesina. The nesina should be without omo v'toyrach, and the mail comes out that you can't give it until after you metapel. The whole chiv tipul is pasha telode from the din and nesina, and that's meduik kama mefurish in the Rambam in Yad Chazok Perek Aleph Alochi Dalit says the Rambam bezal loshin a noisir es bechor lekoyin kishi yivolit. Shein zugdul lekoyin. Elo yitopel bebeolov ach yagdul maat vitrenu lekoyin. Heistos the Rambam shalt zavek saloche von ein noisnin. You can't give it kichi volit. Shein zugdul lekoyin. Elo yitopel boy ach yagdul maat vitrenu lekoyin. The fili Rambam is also mevul heitiv to us the chilek between Shiurim of a behema gaser, behema dake, shloishim yoyim, behema gaser, chamishim yoyim. What's the story of the schiv tipol? For the Rambam's mispar hated. The point of the tipol is in order that when the nesina should be ba'ifin, that when he receives it, doesn't have omo v'toyrach. A behema gaser, which naturally has to it more omo v'toyrach for a longer period of time, therefore you have to be top with it more before you give it to the kohen. However, behema dake, which naturally has less tipul to it, less omo v'toyrach, therefore you have to be metapel with it a shorter period of time, because already after shleishim yoim, the nesin will be in a sina kashuva, the nesin to the koyin will be in a sina which is not entailing it omo v'toyrach. The mekor for the bir nifla for the Rambam that the Yisrael din for the Mishnah is a din in the Nesina, Lamashchal, Derek Gdula. Nearly, that the Rambam was bothered, and the Yisrael din for the Mishnah is a chi of people. How is the Shaykh Bechal a chiyuvim on the Yisrael team at Apple? Like it seems like the Pashas of Mishnah is a chi of people. How is the Shaykh such a thing, Bechal? A Bechor is bets a matnes kuhune. It's mom and shavit. Kamavur in the Gemara that miyad when a bechor is born, it really belongs to the shevet kuhuna. The whole din that's a rami on the Yisrael is a mitzvah nesina. He has a mitzvah of nesina. What shayti mechayim ti metap with it? What type of dinim does he have that should mechayim ti metap with it? The only din that the Yisrael has on the bechor is the mitzvah nesina. From this, the Rambam is machriach and a chanami. It's not a chi of people. It's a din in the din nesina, which is mutal on the Yisrael, which that's the only din the Yisrael has in the Bechor, the mitzvah nesina, and that the Mishnah is telling you, you have to see the nesina is derech be'oifin that the behemah is ready in this gadol for derech chashivis on omo v'toyrach. Memele is eitzem izeh achi of tipul. Lefi the Rambam lechoyret shver the Gemara learns out from psukim and parshas mishpatim the shir. The fiddle the Rambam comes out of the din from the Mishnah is learned after the pasuk for the Moshcha a pasuk of Pashas Koylach. V'anir a pasuk b'zeh that the pshat's like this. The ikar chiyuv tak is learned after the pasuk of the Moshcha. It's not learned after the pesukim Pashas Mishpatim. What we learn after the pesukim from Pashas Mishpatim is only what the shiurim are. What's the shiur for the people? And that the Gemara is learning out from these pesukim. This the chiluk yishurim that the gasa has its shir and the dake has its shir, and it's kibam a foolish the Rambam. The Rambam over here is V'aremez l'shloishim yoim v'bedake v'chamish l'gase v'mashanema amaliyoscha v'dimach lo yisachet v'ache achsomach leikintas l'shoicho l'tzeinecho v'kosu b'toyre v'b'chor odon v'mechoyzi shamalo. And he brings the whole Gemara. So the Rambam says v'aremez l'shloishim yoim v'chamishim l'gase. It's Meduik and Rambam that the whole Makar from the Pesukim is only for the Shir. But it's an Ikedin Tak is learned out from the Moshcha. A Tak is so like broke down B'Shem and B'Yashiv, as I think Mevad and Rambam, that this Pshat, that there's two different Nidoinim over here, the Yisoid HaChiyuv and the Shir. It would be possible to say another Pshat. Losha Rambam Pish Mishnayis is the Bohademes. So Taisi Somtif, Ba'os in the Mishnah, says that the Kavon of the Rambam is that the Pesukim that says in the Gemara is only in Asmachte. It's only in Asmachte. That's what Rambam means to say, Bohoremes. Ad Kan, Dibre Taisi Somtif. It comes out of this, that if so, the whole Makor for the Din is only from the Moshcha. It's Bechlal that learned to have an apostle Pashm Mishpatim. And the whole apostle Pashm Mishpatim is only in a smachte that you see over there, these shiurim, but ba'etzem the apostles learned that totally from the Moshcha. And me'ikad adina, the chilek between gasa and dakel, the feed of the Tayyisad is learning pshat, is min asvore. It's min asvore that's mischal, gasa and dakel. Because like we said before, gasa naturally entails to it more amal v'toyrach for a longer period of time. Dakel, it's amal v'toyrach. Is a shorter period of time. That's when a svar. That's a different shiurim. And the whole mekayr from the psukim is only a smacht. So mele fidi toisyamtiv is poshit. That's bechal not shver. The Ram says lamoshcha, and the malul says psukim because it's two different mekayr nidoyin. Because ba'etzem don't have lamoshcha, and the psukim only a smacht. The emes is lulu toisyamtiv. One could have learned the Rambam. The Ram says v'remes. The Ram does not mean to be oike the pashas and gemara. And to say it's only in a smachte. But the Rambam just means to say that it's a remez, it's not a furish and posik, it's only a drosha. That's what Rambam is calling remez. It doesn't mean to say a smachte, it means to say it's not a furish and posik. Now let's come back to the second line of the Mishnah. The second line of the Mishnah is, b'mokm nekoyin tes tenehuli, loyit tenenu loy, which the Gemara is mevad, the whole problem is only because of nida, kikoyin amasyeh beis agronis, and therefore it's mischalik, whether it's loyil shtamish with miyad or not, b'mokm loyil shtamish with miyad, there is no problem, nida kikoyin amasyeh beis agronis. However, if it's not loyil shtamish with miyad, then it's nida kikoyin amasyeh beis agronis. So which we see from the Mishnah, that mitzadei kechiv people, the first din of the Mishnah, the second, the Kohen says, Tneuli, it's Poka the Chi of people. What's the Havonis Hadvonim? Lomo. Poka the Chi of people when the Kohen says Tneuli. Shamati Michochem Echod Lemavar. Lefid Ramba. The Soy the Chi of people is because of Lomoshcha. Comes out, the Chi of people is Avur the Toivus HaKohen. It's Mischuse HaKohen that he should have a Nesina, which is a Nesina Chashuvah. If so, then it's mischuse akoyin. L'toyvas akoyin. If so, akoyin ki mevata nischus. He ki moicha on nischus. And that's the pshat. The second says, Tneuli, he's been mevata, and he's been moicha on his chus. It's poka the ganza chiv people. It's poka the dinner. The city should be there chashuva. It's called kule mischuse akoyin. And the second he's been mevata, it's poka the schus. The Bahamas. Yesh makom lefakpik on this beer as follows. Bemisin in this ikud Rambam, the Rambam has been kivetos that the soya dinim for our Mishnah as is as lemoshcha. You have to be aware that Bemisin is a wound Rambam chiddush over here. The ikud in lemoshcha they find in the Gemara in Zchulin, the Gemara in Zvachim is a din in the koyin in his achila that he should eat a derech dula. We don't find anywhere in Shas the Nesina, however, the Nesina to the Yisrael to the Kohen has to be Derech Dula. The Rambam is Mechadish to us that the Nesina of the Yisrael to the Kohen has to be Derech Dula. So it comes out that there's two Ifanim from the Moshcha. L'moshcha, which is Pashas, Mavur, and Shas, and the Koyin, when he has the Matnas Kuhuna, he should be Sinahig with Iderek Gedula. And secondly, the Nisina of the Yisrael to the Koyin should be Derek Gedula. Is next the Anan. The Din L'moshcha, which is said in the Achila, the Koyin has to be Sinahig it. Derek Gedula has to eat it. Derek Tzli, Mechadl. That zichena mischuse akoyin. It's not mischuse in the koyin, not to din inside the chefs of the matnas kuhune, that he has to have a nig of derech gedula. The din of the sine, that the sine of the Yisrael to the koyin has to be the moshch of derech gedula, which is mispah, but also the Ram Bishop of Shnayis. If you can teach it always, that's a chiyuv, that's a din. You say the din is mischuse akoyin. It's going to come out that this geder lemoshcha, which is said in the Nesine, is a geder acheres legamri from the din the lemoshcha, which is said in the achila. And the same stabel to say there's two different gedorim. These two chalokim lemoshcha, which is said in the Nesine, and lemoshcha, which is said after it's given to the koyin, how the koyin's mistaik. It's not mistabel to say it's two different gedorim. Is need of mizeh that the emes is all one din. The din from derech gedula is a din in the nig of matnas kuhuna that it has to be derech gedula. And the male is yoytze mizeh that sai the koyin after he receives it has to be misnag with derech gedula, and sai that the yisrael when he gives it to the koyin has to give it derech gedula. And the oif and choshev and all the nig of the chepz matnas kuhuna should be bederech gedula, bederech melachin. And the emes since we're doing ma'oid as in losher Rambam. The losher Rambam is einem mutal osas ois lekehanim ele derech gedula v'kiv lemokim. The Rambam is telling us that's a derech gedula v'kiv lemokim. The nesina should be derech kiv lemokim. If the Rama means it's mischuse akoyin, it's not derech kivel amokim. Rather, it's mevun Rambam that's a din the niyuk from the matnas kuhuna should be derech hashivus. It's meloyimim lekayanim derech gedula vekivel amokim. So comes out the people were saying that the din lemoshcha, which is said in the scene, is not mischuse akoyin. That it's a din mitzad chefetz of matnas kuhuna. That it's tone that the niyuk of it should be derech gedula beim ba'achilosoi. After the Kohen received it, Bein would be Nisina say Yisrael the Kohen. If so, it's not Shaykh to say the Kohen is able to be Vata in it. It's Bechal, not his din. It's not the din of the Kohen. It's a din to the Chavs of Matnas Kuhuna. Im Kain, Shuv Tzorech Bir, what's the Pshat when the Kohen says Tnayuli, it's Pokah the Chiv people. Like we see in the Gemara, the whole problem when the Kohen says Tnayuli is only because of the problem of Nig, Kohen of Siyah Beis Agronis. But there's no problem to that's the Chiv people. Now, Anira, the Pshatan is very posher. The Pshatan is that when a Kohen says Tnayuli and he's asking for it, he's asking to take the Kohen, the Bechor, the present, in this state that it is, then, even though it has in it Amova Toirach, it's not missing at all in the Derech Hashivis. When is a Batonah considered not Derech Hashivis? When it entails in it Omo V'Toyrach, that's as long as the recipient of the Matane is not asking for it. But Mokum, the recipient of the Matane, is asking for the Matane, then although it has in it Omo V'Toyrach, Sehest, yeah, Derech Dula, Derech Hashivas. So that's the Pshat. That even in Mitzad Alocha, it's the Chemtz of the Matane's Kuhuna, it has to be Derech Gedula, Derech Hashivas, but the second the Kohen says as asking for it, there's no problem of the Moshcha, no problem of Felton Derech Hashivis, because since he's asking for it, it's considered Derech Hashivis, considered Derech Gedula with Derech Hashivis. Now we'll go to another point over here in this Amud. Rashi says in the Mishneh, Diva Masle Top Bechor Bizman Hazeh, Koyin Shiden Lekoyin, Shemuzel Akve Etzeba Korche Lefarasli. Rashi's Moisif, on the din of the Mishnah, Kami Sol Chayav Tot Bechor, Rashi's Moisif, Bizman Hazeh. Would seem from Rashi, the Chiv people, the whole Kri of Tipul, which is Muske Ba'as in the Mishnah, is only Bizman Hazeh, not Bizman Ad Mikdosh. But Dovot Tzarek Bir, why should it be Cholok Bizman Hazeh, Bizman Ad Mikdosh? Why should the Kri of Tipul only Bizman Hazeh? L'choy Nihil B'var Rashi, the whole problem, the whole Yisrael, the Kri of Tipul is, because when, if you give it to the Kohen before you metapel with it, you being matel on the Kohen to be omel v'tredeach, like the Rambam is mevar. Meir is a Rashi, if that's the whole problem, that the you have to be metapel with the Bechor in order, they should not be matel on the Kohen, omel v'tredeach, if that's only Shaykh Bizman Hazeh. Bizman Hazeh, which the Kohen is not able to use it, then by giving it to him, you'd be matel on omel v'tredeach. However, Bizman HaMikdosh, which the Kohen is able to use right away, comes out by giving him the Bechor, he'd not be matlin or omel v'toydach. And Mele Rashi holds that the whole Chiv Tipul is only Shair Bizman HaZeh, Bizman HaBayis, is Bechal no Chiv Tipul. That will choy be the beer Rashi. Lemaise, the Rashi is very shver. The Rishash already asked the Kasha. It's Mukhan and Mishneh that Bizman HaMikdosh is also knowing the Halacha of the Chi of Tipul. Because the Mishnah says that Bizman HaMikdosh, you gotta give to the Kohen, only in the garden the Kohen says, Tneuli. When he says Tneuli, then the Mishnah says that Bizman HaMikdosh, you gotta give to him Bechor Tam. So you see clearly from the Mishnah, that's only if he says Tneuli. Because through the Tneuli is pocket the Chi of Tipul. However, B'mokim, he doesn't say Tneuli, then the halacha of the Chiv Tipul is noyeg Sai Bizman HaZeh and Sai Bizman HaMikdosh. And the Rishash is Nishar Tzorech Chir on the Rashi. It's taka very shver the Rashi. The Chol you have to learn in Rashi, the Rashi taka means totally differently. Rashi does not bechlal mean to say that the Chiv Tipul is only Bizman HaZeh. Avada the Chiv Tipul is Sai Bizman HaZeh, Sai Bizman HaMikdosh. That which Rashi says Bizman HaZeh, Rashi means as follows. If you look at the Mishnah says, "Im Omar Tneuli, lo ye Tneu lo ye. The Im Valmumhu, the Omar Tneuli, Shaykh Lenu Mutter. Ubishas Mikdosh, Im Ayutomim, Omar Tneuli, the Krivenu Mutter." So you see from the Mishnah that till it's Mishnah says Shasta Mikdosh, the Mishnah was discussing Bizman HaZeh. And the Mishnah says, "Bepashtis that you loy tnenu loy." So it's clear from the Mishnah. The Mishnah is discussing Bizman HaZeh. Then the Mishnah goes on to say, "Bishas Mikdosh has a different din." So if so, I think Rashi when says Bizman HaZeh, he just means to say that the Mishnah is discussing Bizman HaZeh, not that Bizman HaMikdosh, not that the Chiyuv Tipul is only Bizman HaZeh. Rashi just means to say that the Chiv Tip, that the Mishnah is discussing Bizman HaZeh, as you see from the Hemshach Mishnah, when the Mishnah says, he says Tneuli, then it's Loyu Tneu Loy. You see from the Mishnah clearly, the Mishnah is discussing Bizman HaZeh. That's all Rashi means to say. That's the Choyre, I have to learn Pshat. Lamaise, in the Ikki Yisrael Dvorim, we'll be Mechriach from the Mishnah that the Halach of the Chiv Tipul is even Bizman HaMikdosh. Be'emesin, it's taka tzorich beer. Why taka is there a chiv tipul even bizman hamikdash? If the whole problem is that through you be giving to the kohen beforehand, being matal on the kohen, omol v'toyrach, the kohen that's only shaykh bizman hazeh, which bizman hazeh a kohen can't use it when it's a bechor tam until later. However, bizman hamikdash, which the kohen is able to be matal miyad, so why is the bechlal by giving to the Kohen, why be matlan him omo v'toyrach? He could take it right away, and he can be makriv it. It's taka tzorich bir. Why taka is Rashi, what seen from Rashi, is taka incorrect. So the choyre, you have to learn pshat, that since soif called soif, the derech is not even makriv miyat. The derech is to wait till the bechor grows up, the bechor gets bigger, and only then the derech of the kohen is to bring to makriv it for a korban. So although the kohen is able to be makriv it miyad, the kohen is not muchrach to have omer v'toyrach, But since Soiv Kol Soiv, the derech of Kehanim is when they receive the Bechor, they don't makrev it miyad, they wait till the behemoth gets bigger, the behemoth gets more choshev, and only then they makrev it. So therefore it comes out that Soiv Kol Soiv, it's considered to be matal on the Koyin Omo v'toyrach. It's not considered in a sinna derech gedule, derech shemalochim, nois lehematone. I saw afterwards that the new Gemaras, they bring down a new shtikl shita mekubetzes, which we don't have in the old Gemaras. The shita brings down v'tayis and this as follows. The ichiv tipo from the Mishneh look the shita bizman hazeh aydi she'ein yicholim la'akriva k'shu tam va'afilu k'shu bizman abayis u'k'shein yichol k'meitz yisrol she'ein yicholim la'akriva ad ha'regel. Says the shita that the whole din of the chiv people is only bizman hazeh, which you're not able to makiv it, meaning to say then there's a problem that you be matal and omol v'toyrach, he's the kohen's got to be busy with it. And then he adds on, v'afil k'shu b'zman ha'bayis, it's also shaykh to have the chiv people, when? U'k'shein l'choy k'meitz yisrael, she'ein l'choyim l'akriv ha'ad ha'regel. This meaning to say, it's possible to have, that there should be a chiv people even b'zman ha'biktosh, in a case which the kohen is not able to make of it. How is that? B'mokim, but the kohen lives far away from Eretz Yisrael, comes out when you give it to the Kohen, he's not going to be able to make it miyad, he's going to have to be take care of it. Then the Chiv people is even Bezman HaMikdosh. So comes out Lefi this, Abba Emerson, not we said before, that since the Derech is to be top of it, the Derech is not to give it, therefore there's a Chiv people on Yisrael. No, as long as it's right for the Kohen to make it miyad, there's no chiv people, and that which the Mishnah's mavur that there's a chiv people even bezman hamikdash, like the Rishash points out, is only the gavna in a case which the kohen is not able to back in the miyad, which the case which he says is beoifin etzrochem etz Yisrael. So if the feet living at Shittim Kubet says could be that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi is bezman hazeh. Rashi means to say that bezman hazeh is all the chiv people. Bezman HaMikdosh, it's shy as it should be a chiv people. When? In the case, can't be mak of it. However, Bezman HaZeh, there will always be a chiv people. There will be another way to miyash of the Rashi, but Kaponim, Ayoitz Ladina, from the Shita, a Gevaldik Azach, that the attack of the chiv people is not noyig Bezman HaMikdosh, only in the case which the Kohen is not able to be mak of it. Now let's go to another point. Very interesting Indian. The Mishnah says the chiv tipol by behemah dake is loishim yoim. The chiv tipol by behemah gas is nun yoim. What does it mean to say? Lamed yoim means to say you mechuti betapol for 30 days, and the 31st day you can give it to the kohen. So too, the Mishnah says the chiv tipol by behemah gas chamishim yoim. It means that you have to betapol for 50 days. And only on the 51st day is the Yisrael able to give it to the Kohen. Tosfos is bothered by Akasha. The Gemara learns that the Chiv people from Shloishim Yom Behema Dake from Bechor, from Pinyin HaBen. Pinyin HaBen is only the 31st day. So too, over here, you have to be top on 30 days. However, Behema Gase, the Makar from the Chiv people Chamishim Yoim, the Gemara learns it out from the fact that at Bikurim is only brought after Chamishim Yoim, from the second day of Pesach. So too, the Bechor eti metapa Chamishim Yoim. Flek Toisvis, by Bikurim, you wait Chamishim Yoim. But when do you bring the Kurim? You have to wait till Shavuos. The Mishnah says, in Meseches Menachos, Zaloche, in Bikurim, that you can't bring the Kurim till after the Shtei Alechem. Till after you bring the Shtei Alechem. And Mishnah Menachos, Daf Sam Chesma Beis, the Mishnah says, Eime Viyim Menochas Bikurim, Koidim Shtei Alechem. You're not being Menochas Bikurim before Shtei Alechem. So as he said, the din of the Mish of this Shir Chamishim Yoim, is Bikurim, can be brought till after 50 days of the Tchilas Agidl, which starts on the second day of Pesach, until Chamishim Yoim, which is on Shtei Alechem, which is on Bikurim. So comes out the Tosfos that Bikurim, when we say the Shir Chamishim Yoim, it's really 49 days. On the 50th day, you're able to bring Bikurim. However, the Chiv people means that the Bikurim to metapel have full 50 days. And you can first give it to the Kohen on the 51st day. Tosfos comes out, the Chiv people is not dumi the Bikurim, which Bikurim is really the 50th day ready to bring Bikurim. However, by us, the Chiv people is a full 50 days and only give to the Kohen on the 51st day. Tosfos blaim shver on this kasha. The Shita Mekubetzes says a very interesting thing. So the Shita Mekubetzes, V'yeish loyma de bikure yochid loymaisi ad la'achar etzeres. Bikurim of a yochid, you can't bring till after Shavuos. Meaning to say, is b'mechadish achidish nifle. Kipshutoi, bikurim, you can't bring until after Shtei Alechem. But after Shtei Alechem, you can bring bikurim on Shavuos itself. As long as it's after that krove of the Shtei Alechem. The sheet is b'mechadish achidish nifle. That you can't bring bikurim till after Shavuos. And even after the Krov Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, one is still not able to bring the Bikurim, you have to wait till the next day. And Meil comes out very geschmack that the Shir of Tipol of Chamishim Yoim is Dumye to Bikurim, just like Bikurim is only on the 51st day after it becomes ripe, which is the second day of Pesach, so too, the Chiv Nesina has to be after 50 days of Tipol. Marital Gazi, on the Sagoyis and the Chidushim, on the Hilchos Rabban, but also in the back of the Sechus Bechoydis, is Miskasha Mehechet Teisi. Why should one not be able to bring the Bikurim until after Shavuos? You need the Het of Shtei Alechem, but what should be the problem of bringing it after the Shtei Alechem? So he suggests the following chat. Says like this: the Mishnah says in Maseches Bikurim that when one brings Bikurim, one is mechuyev to bring with the Bikurim a korban. It's torn korban. Kret Amritol Gazi. This korban, which one has to bring when he brings Bikurim, is he able to bring it on Yom Tif? The klal on Havos Kabbalat Yom Tif, which entails Malache, the klal is something which is mechuyev. Like Shalmi Simche, Chagige, one may bring a Yomtif. Nedorim Nedovis, which is not a Chiyuv, one may not bring a Yomtif. So what's the halacha of the Chiyuv Korban, which comes with Mikurim? Is that Doiche Yomtif or not Doiche Yomtif? So Dr. Mital Gazi, since the Rambam says that Havos Korban is not Ma'akiv, although one is mechuyev to do it, but if one didn't bring it, it's not ma'akiv. If so, it's not the same type of chiyuv as chagige, simche, which are choyve. Over here, it's chatchila, one's mechuyev to bring it, but it's not ma'akiv. So it has a geder of nedorim nedovis, which is not doiche yomtif. And then he says, and even if you'll say it's considered a korban choyve, but that the klal is in chiyas yomtif, it's only doicha yomtiv. A korban is only doicha yomtiv if it's mani kavua biyomtiv, like shalmei simcha. But some which is not mani kavua is not doicha yomtiv. Mibal the ikke mitzvah. Oh, so it says if so comes out the korbanis of the bikurim and not doicha yomtiv. So to my little Gazi, since lechatchila wants mechuyev to bring bikurim with a korban, if so comes out, the chatchila one is not able to bring bikurim on Shavuos. Because if he's going to bring the bikurim on Shavuos, he's not able to bring with it a korban. Sokhteh, that's the pshat in the Shittiko Betzes. When he says you can't bring bikurim on Shavuos, the pshat is mitzad hilchas bikurim al etzim chetz the bikurim, you can bring it on Shavuos as long as Avner Shtei Lechem. But mitzad the korban which is ba'imoy, which is not doicha yomtiv, one has to wait till after the next day, the 51st day. The minchas chinuch in mitzvah yudches and mitzvah tzadi aleph is mefakbik on this din of the Mirtal Gazi. He says, since it mekor from the chi of korban, but he could have learned after the pasuk with some machta bechol atoiv. So if so, it has a din of a korban simcha. Korban simcha is doyche yomtiv, and since it reaches with some machta bechol atoiv, therefore it also has a din of shalvi simcha, which is doyche yomtiv. The emes says, I don't understand what the Michas Chinuch means to say. True, it has a Shem Simcha, Shem Shalmei Simcha, but since Soif Kol Soif, it's not Ma'ak of the Bikurim, and it's not Kavu as Manav Yomtif, what Ma'at Kaminas make that it's called Shalmei Simcha? Tzorechin, what the Pshat Mechaschinus Kasha is. But Yiyah Shiyah, Mechaschinus himself is Mefatnik on this din of the Marital Gazi, and therefore he goes on to say, that it may be the pshat in the yish of the Tosfos Kasha, after pshat in Shittiko Betzes even, is as follows: that since it comes out that not always one is able to bring bikurim on Shavuos, in a case which bikurim comes out on Shabbos, one cannot bring bikurim because then for sure you're not able to bring the korban. And therefore it comes out that the milsa psike, that one should be able to bring bikurim, is only on the 51st day. Then for sure you're able to bring bikurim. But the 50th day, which is Shavuos, depends whether or not it's Shabbos or not. The Beryl Soloveitchik asks a very exciting kasha on the Mirtal Gazi. And the ikedin, that one is mechuyev to bring a korban with bikurim, yeish lachkon. Does one have to bring it the same day that he brings the bikurim? Or no? A person brings bikurim, it's mechayim nevoas korban, and he can bring the korban the next day. For my little Gazi is mavur that he holds the chiyuv is to bring it the same day that you bring the bikurim. So Rebel is ma'oyder, the lechoyder, this should depend how you understand the chiyuv of avoas korban. Is the pshat that it's a chiluk of the avoas bikurim? Havas bikurim is bo ima korban, or the pshat's totally different. Havas bikurim is one avo. Havas bikurim is mechayev a korban, but the korban is not a chelik of the havas bikurim. Just the havas bikurim is matl on him a chiyuv havas korban. The Rambam says, "Ein hakorban ma'akif." The Rambam is tzorich bir, because the Rambam over there in Hilchas Bikurim, when he discusses the dinim of Bikurim, he discusses all the different halachas of Bikurim. Bikurim is ton lina, Bikurim is ton shir, a whole list of things. And by korban, the Rambam says in avos korban ma'akiv. The Rambam is shver, because all the other halachas are also not ma'akiv. Why does the Rambam specify over here in avos korban ma'akiv? Rebel Sabshan Rambam, the Rambam doesn't just mean to say it's not ma'akiv. The Rambam means to say that Avos Korban is not a chelik bechlal Avos Bikurim. And it's cholik with all the other dinim. Shir, the other dinim, Tnufim, which Rambam discusses over there, or all dinim that the Korban is mechayif. The Korban is ton in its Avos, it's ton Shir, it's ton biku, Tnufim. Ein Avos Korban ma'akiv, meaning to say the Korban is bechlal ma'chelik from the Avos. And he showed the Ba'emes in Mefurish Rashi in Meseches Menachis that from Chesam Ad Aleph. No, the Kedashi. The Gemara with is discussing that the Aloch, it says in the post called Sa'ovah called the Vash, Lo Yisaktiru, the one's not allowed to bring Peiris on the base and for a Korban in the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says that it's Huta Michloloi. Where's the Huta Michloloi? Because when you bring Kifse Atzeres has with it Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem is peiris, and since it's shtei alechem, it's both kibsi atzeres, it's considered that the lav v'chol tzoi v'chol devash lo yisaktirus hutam mechloloi by bringing the kibsi atzeres which has with it shtei alechem. The Mora asks, yohachi bikurim nami bikurim also should be considered a hutam mechloloi. Nisnan hagoyz l'shal gabi asal inoy oilois. When they used to bring bikurim, the Mishnah says they used to have little birds that they used to put on the basket, and those birds you see makav hakorban oila. So it comes out when you bring the bikurim, you have a korban, and which the gozlis, and with it you have peiris. So the Gemara says no, the big birds were only the ate bikurim, they weren't a choive. So the Rashi asks, true, those birds weren't a choive, but the loch is bikurim to unum korban. So still you have it to consider hutam michloli. So Rashi answers as follows. Rashi, lav krev mi mom choshev luhu shaloy ayu skukim zelo ze lova yachad lemiktosh ela choyvi alav lohavi shlomim koydim sheyetze mishom. So the Rashi, no, that's not considered hutam michloli. Because lav krev mi mom shaloy skukim zelo ze lova yachad lemiktosh. It's mefurish Rashi that they would not have to come together. You can bring it up whenever you want. So mele the ikum aritol gazi, which is mevur that the anoch of the mitol gazi and the mechaschinich, you have to bring it the same day, is torch in godel, because it's mefurish and Rashi is actually brought together and shuv torch in godel what the be and the shud kobetzis is. The Gemara the bar of the Amud brings down Torah Rabbanon. In the loch of Koyram Sayyabi Sagronis, the Rambam says, Ainis also the Kaharim Levim Sayyabi Sagronis. And then the Rambam says, the Osali Israel Anichon Sheisayu, Elanoisim Chelkum the Covid. It's Mavun the Rambam, there's two dinim. One din a din on the Kaharim. That also the Kaharim Levim to Misayaya. And another aloch is aloch on the Yisrael. The Yisrael has an Isser to let the Koyin be Misayaya. The Mekor for the Rambam, that the Levada Din on the Isser in the Kaharim is also Isser on the Yisrael. Rabbi El said the Mekor for the Rambam is the Hemshech HaGemor by Oschav Ovam Beis. The Gemara says, Bikshuch HaChom LeKoyin Son, Velias Mefrishim Leim Trumim Misholim, we pray malay konsim dil mosla fishim reptul lachiyuf. To be had me to cancer them, they should have to take truma again. If the whole din would only be a din on the koyin, and not a din on the Yisrael, why should it be a knas? So we're doing in the Rambam, that the get of the two dinim would take two different gedorim. In the Kehanim, the Leviim, the Yisrael din is that it's a bizoyin for the Kehuna and for the Leviya, that which he's chapping the man is kohuna. Losh Rambam is v'chol mesayeya chilul kodesh Hashem v'aleihem nemash chishichatem bris alevi. It's a chilul on the kedusha of the kahanim. It's a shchose in the bris from the levim. The din in the Yisrael is a din mitzad the nesina noisim mechalkum the covid. It's a loch mitzad his nesina that his nesina should be derech covid. The Gemara brings down the braise v'moisim kein chilulu. Rabbeinu Gershom says, what does it mean, chelalu? Hoitziyu hatrumu v'amayisa l'chulin she'ein b'em din kedusha v'lo yofo osu v'lo yotzi deichavoson. So, simple reading, chelalu means it's b'chul, it loses kedusha, but of course it doesn't mean so simply. Rather, it means to say that it's lo yofo osu, lo yotzi deichavoson. It's mevu, the chelalu is referring to the matnes kohune. The matnes kohune comes chal. In the Rambam, it seems different. The Rambam says, "Harei zechilul kodesh Hashem." It's mash the Rambam chilul means the mechal their own kedusha. They're mechal the kedusha. The Kohen Levi are mechal the kedusha by the fact they're going along and being mesayeh b'segronis. The Rambam, however, does bring down this musig the etzem matnas kohune themselves on his chal. The Rambam brings it down in the next halacha that someone has a kohen who's working for him. Then, if he gives it to the Kohen, he's been michal. Lo shadamim is as follows: al perik yibez lochachov. Lo yita adam truma l'tshoy megitoy, v'lo yibuchal l'tshoy meedroy, v'lo yimatonis l'lo yibehemtoy, v'im nosa anchilu. Here he says you michal. So this kasim shadamim, that's worse than koyim sayaya. Koyim sayaya means only helping. However, you have a koyim which is working for you, then the locha is, if the Yisrael gives it to the Kohen, it's Michal, the Kedusha of the actual Matonis. There's another interesting thing, but also the Gemara says, the Kohanim v'Leviim v'Ha'aniyim, the Halacha of Kohen of Messiah is Halacha by Matnas Kohune, Matnas Leviim, and Matnas Aniyim. It's Mefurish Rashi like that, but all three, the Halacha is that one is not allowed to be Messiah. However, the Rambam only brings down the loch of Messiah, only the Matnas Kun and Matnas Levi. In Matnas Anim, the Rambam does not mention Bechlal, the Indian of Messiah. The Chassam Sofer, in his Chidush of Mesach Sedorim, Tach Pehei, points this out very strong as Machloikis Rashi Rambam, and he's Moisif, a very nice order. He says, V'chein mashma mikro, the Vishichat and Brisa Levi, Vikro de lo yichalu, לא ישייך זה מענס עניים, שאין בעניים משום חיל קדושוסם, ושחיצס בריסום. The whole מושג of שיחת בריס הלוי is only שייך בכהיים לוויים, is a בריס. The Abish to give the Kedusha to כהיים לוויים, and thou shall be מסייה, is a שיח, השחוס in the בריס. However, by עניים, how does שייך the מושג of שיחת בריס הלוי? V'lo yichalu has a shaykh, the Indian of chilul. It's stuck a very stark order on Shitas Rashi. And the whole Muslim, the Rambam, Noitlim, Derech Kovid, would also l'chore only be shaykh by Kehanim and Levim, not by Matnas Aniyim.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.